When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Get you some McDonald's, take you half a Viagra before the game,
and you're good.
And you're good.
I did play with a guy who actually took one the night before and then had a situation.
There was a movie that happened.
Is it called the movie or is it called the film name?
I Think I Love My Wife was the name of the movie.
Right.
Yeah, I bet it was.
Tara Reid and her bosom popping out.
No, you laughed. They did a movie called Men Who Stare at Goats. You ever see that?
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, DNR with you, 98.7 ESPN, the big 9 o'clock hour. The meter has been fed, the fruit has been eaten. We have stuff you miss coming your way in about 15 minutes, then of course the three stars later in the hour. Busy sports day night tonight.
It is busy.
I like it. You get a little matinee, a little afternoon delight. Mets and the Braves, 12:20 down in the ATL. Rangers, Flyers, that's at the Garden. Rangers go 2-1. That's it. I believe, correct me if I'm wrong now, Rangers are 3 points ahead of both Carolina and Boston. And they would win the tiebreaker against those teams, right? So if the Rangers go 1-1-1, right? One win, one loss, one overtime loss, 3 points, that should still get them the top overall seed in the Eastern Conference.
Rangers and Carolina both have the same number of regulation wins. They both have 42 regulation wins.
So, okay, so if this was the scenario, then the Rangers would lose out on that. If they go 1-1-1, and then Carolina would go 3-0.
Right.
Okay.
Because that would put you at, hold on, that would put you at, so you'd be 112, 113, you'd have 113
and
points.
They'd have 113.
And they'd have 113.
So 2-1, you control your own
destiny. You're good.
So you're home to, they're only home the rest of the way, right? They're home to
Rangers.
The Flyers.
That's it. Yep. That's it.
Home to the Islanders. Home to the Senators. If you can't go 2-1 over that stretch, you don't deserve to get that number one seed.
No. Maybe that was part of Lavi saying what he said after that game. To put that, to make sure his guys know, give them that little extra added intensity.
A little going motivational.
Look, this is already going to be that anyway. You're playing the Islanders at home. But maybe a little added extra.
Right. If he plants the seed of, that was a dirty hit.
That was a dirty hit.
Let's be focused. Let's go out there. Let's get a little retribution.
Took advantage of one of your best players.
Right. Right. Yeah, maybe. And then Devils Leafs tonight. I know the Nylander fans and the
Austin Matthews
going for 70 goals. I get it. Islanders Montreal at 7:30 tonight. And then Knicks Celtics right here on 98.7 ESPN. It's a big game for the Knicks because they have a real chance at the 3 seed. And we don't know what Boston's going to do tonight as far as playing their guys.
Everyone's questionable.
Right. So you cannot see Jaylen Brown. You cannot see KP. I mean, listen, Boston needs to do what's best for them. And hopefully what's best for them also aligns with the Knicks' interests here.
Right. Well, they've already started. Right? I mean, they already started. So you have no Horford, no KP. And now you look at their injury report and every single, I mean, Tatum's on it. Brown's on it. KP's on it. Horford's on it. Jrue Holiday's on it. They're all on it.
Right. So
Jrue Holiday, by the way, new contract.
I saw that. So here's what I'm gathering. Correct me if you think I'm wrong. This is just my own looking at things and figuring it out. Boston, obviously the one locked away. Milwaukee's 49-31. And they destroyed, what was it? They beat the Celtics the other night, right?
They beat Orlando.
And then they beat Orlando last night. So those are good wins. So if they get one more win, they get to 50. The Knicks they don't win the tiebreaker. So even if the Knicks were to go 3-0, if Milwaukee wins one of their final two, they now lock into 2. That's right, I think, right? I believe that's the case. So, but the Knicks control their own destiny to get the 3, which would be unbelievable, especially not knowing what's going on with Giannis right now. So right now, if the Knicks get the 3, it's Indiana, and then it's potentially Milwaukee. there's a real avenue you could see this team going on a nice run this postseason if that's the case.
Yeah, I mean, you put yourself in a position now with Giannis's injury. It's a calf, man. I know he's listed as out for the rest of the regular season.
Correct.
But like, who knows when he's back? What version you get when he does come back? So yeah, I mean, you finish three. You're a half game ahead of Cleveland right now. Plus, it'd be nice to get to 50 wins. That would be nice.
It would be nice, but I think even more importantly than the nicety of getting to 50 is like they're meaningful wins.
But it would look nice.
It would look nice. But if it was window dressing, I'd say, you know what, I'd prefer to rest Jalen Brunson than go after 50. But 50 comes with the, you're no worse than the three seed. That legitimately matters.
Absolutely matters. You like your first round matchup, and on top of that, you don't have to play, you don't have to face the Celtics until the Eastern Conference Finals.
So I was listening to the K Show yesterday. They're worried about Indiana. They're worried about Cleveland. See, I'm not that I don't look at those teams seriously, but the team that they were like, yeah, let's get is Orlando, which is very possible. But I'm not at all worried about Cleveland, Orlando, or Indiana. Not that they're not talented teams. I like what the Knicks can put out every night.
Right. And on top of that, I mean, when you start looking at the lower half of the Eastern Conference, I mean, Philly with a healthy Joel Embiid.
I don't want any part of that.
Or the Miami Heat.
I don't want any part of that.
It's scarier than
those are the teams.
Indiana, Orlando.
If you asked me, cuddle, marry, trash, like of these teams, Cleveland, or I mean, it's going to be too many to play cuddle, marry, trash, but Cleveland, Orlando, Indiana, Philly, Miami, the teams that are right now in the play-in are the teams that worry me the most. I was foolish of me from
last
year.
Well, the reason why Philly's in the play-in is because Joel Embiid
was
hurt.
But now he's healthy, and now with him and Maxi, I don't want any part of that. And I was dumb last year, and I'll admit my mistake, because I thought when they went into that series against Miami, the way they were playing, they were going to have their way with Miami. I will never buy into that again. Spoelstra's amazing. They're really well created as a team. Jimmy Butler's a star. What's his face? Adebayo gives me concern. And then all these other guys, they just wind up playing well. Terry Rozier is there now. I don't want first round, second round. I don't want any part of Miami. No part.
Do we, Raymond, know who owns the tiebreaker between Philly and
Indiana?
No, but I can get that for you very fast here.
Yeah, that would be great. So currently there's, Indiana's 46-34. Philadelphia's 45-35. So Ray, can you do me a favor?
What do you need?
So find out the tiebreaker, and then also find out the remaining schedules of those two teams.
I'll do that right now.
I have that already.
All right, so you have the schedules of Indiana and Philadelphia.
So they've played each other three times.
Okay.
Pacers 2-1.
Beautiful.
So Pacers have the tiebreaker.
Beautiful. So really, in essence,
they're two games back.
If Indiana goes 2-0, that's it. That's it.
Well, of course, that's it. They're game up. Of course, they go 2-0. That's it.
But even if they go 1-1, there's a chance that Philly can't catch them.
They're two games back now.
Well, a game and a half, right?
Well, because they lose the tiebreaker,
right? So what are the schedules?
So Indiana has at Cleveland, home versus Atlanta.
So home versus Atlanta, you like at Cleveland is I mean Cleveland's playing for something too. That's actually a big game.
And then the Sixers have Orlando at home and the Nets at home.
So Philadelphia probably going to win both their final two.
They've won six straight.
So, I mean, the Nets is a gimme. And the Knicks play the Nets on Friday night. So it's all very fluid here.
Yeah, but two wins puts them at 47. 1-1 for Indiana puts them at 47.
Right.
And that's all they need because they own the tiebreaker.
That's all they need. So what did you say Indiana's final two are? Cleveland and who?
A very winnable final game against Atlanta.
You got to figure Indiana's going to win one. So Indiana wins one.
And they're in.
And that's it.
That's it.
So that's a magic number of one to not be in the play-in. And you got to figure you don't want to be in the play-in, right?
Of course not.
You want to avoid that. All right. So then, you like your chances. So there's a good chance Knicks are going up against either Orlando or Indiana in round one. I'll take it.
Yeah, I'll take that. Especially after what Milwaukee just did to Orlando without Giannis.
Yes.
Bobby Portis had a big game, but still,
All right. And I'm not playing this game of I want this team. But of these three, cuddle, marry, trash. The trash is the one you don't want to see. The cuddle is the one that you but you'd like to see the most. Cleveland, Orlando, Indiana. You're trash the one I don't want to see that team.
Trash is the one I don't want to see?
Mm-hmm.
I would say the team that I... Team I don't want to see. So I'm going to marry.
Who do you want to see?
I don't think Orlando's ready yet.
So you want to see Orlando?
Indiana doesn't play great defense. I wouldn't mind seeing either any of those teams, but I guess I would trash Cleveland.
Okay.
Of the three.
Okay. And that seems like the least likely one you're going to play.
Well, which one would you trash?
I'm marrying Orlando. I have full confidence in any of those series, to be honest with you. I'm marrying Orlando. I'm cuddling Indiana. Aww. I'm trashing Cleveland.
Like, Indiana gives up. I mean, they score almost 123. They give up 120. Right? So, I mean, that's...
I mean, you could score against them. And you know that the Knicks defense is going to ratchet up a little bit in the postseason as well.
I mean, Cleveland has like the, hey, let's get, you know, it's going to be a little extra added something to try to knock the Knicks out after what they did to him last
year. Never healthy.
Oh, he's not. I mean, he's dealing with his knee now. But right. I'm just saying, like, there's that added, at least they have something a little extra they're bringing to the table. Like, we can get some retribution on the team that knocked us out last year.
I guess, but I just don't think they match up well with the Knicks. Like, even if they want retribution and they're more focused and motivated.
I mean, their bigs got exposed last year.
Like, totally overrun in that series. So this is interesting. This comes from the New York Times. Those briefed on the matter claim that prosecutors, this is, of course, the Ohtani situation, have uncovered evidence. Did you see this?
I did see it.
That Mizuhara may have stolen more money from Ohtani than the $4.5 million originally stated. In particular, the authorities think they have evidence that Mizuhara was able to change the settings on Ohtani's bank account so Ohtani would not receive alerts and confirmations about transactions, three people close to the story said. Even if that's true, you don't notice that $4.5+ million are missing, or
I could see that.
Nobody notices it? Your accountants, your lawyers, your business associates?
You would think the people that handle his money would
notice
it. That's
a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. Yeah.
It's not $4,500.
No, I mean, sending a $500,000 wire, I mean, would raise an eyebrow.
Have you ever tried to send a wire?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of hoops that you need to jump through.
I understand that.
Like, this guy had and this is what gives me pause for concern. This guy had to have a lot of information. You have to know. I mean, they start asking you, like, those pertinent, like, what's your mother's maiden name? And then they send you, here, we're going to send you a 3-digit code, you know, repeat it back to us. Like, there's a lot that goes into it.
I know, but
it.
I can, reading some of the stories about how much influence an interpreter has on whatever the player is, I mean, I don't think it's crazy. Like, for us, I mean, we live here. We're in charge of our own accounts. I told you, I play with guys who don't pay their own bills, that just take people take people's word for it that this is how much you owed and they pay it.
Right.
My bigger issue with this, and you guys, like, I don't know why we didn't talk about it more when I said it, was why does he agree to do the interview if he knows the whole time that he stole the money?
Right. It doesn't make any sense.
No, right. Like, I'm not agreeing.
Now you're implicating yourself.
But I'm not agreeing to do a 90-minute sit-down and be like, oh, yeah, you know, I have a gambling problem. It was Shohei that... Meanwhile, you know that you stole his money the whole time. You're going to get arrested. We would never do that.
I mean, you're going to wind up in jail.
Right.
And he still might wind up in jail, but why would you do a full interview? Like, that's the kind of thing. It's like, all right, I want my lawyer present, and I'm not considering any kind of a conversation.
No, I'm not sitting down for 90 minutes to give you this story that's
I'm not
true.
Sitting down for a second.
No.
With anybody.
I'm out of here.
Right.
Where did Ipe go? He's gone.
Right.
See ya.
Where did he go? He left the country.
He's out.
He's translating back home.
Meanwhile, they're buddy-buddy. He's doing interviews.
But
there's no... If I was guilty of stealing what looks like now over more than $4.5 million, there is no chance that I'm sitting down and do a tell-all interview where I make up a fake story. What does he think he's that good of a liar that Ohtani's going to be like, oh, I remember. If that never happened? No, Ohtani's going to be like, whoa, whoa, whoa. This guy did what?
Right. Can you imagine that? Learning
all
through this
interview. It's all fishy.
I want to hear what he says on the interview. What happened? So $4.5 million for me? Now it looks like
it
might
more.
Be more. So deep down, what do you think? You think that this is Mizuhara has actually done this, or you think Ohtani?
Listen, it's a federal investigation. So,
right.
I mean, whatever they're finding, I just have a hard time believing that somebody that's guilty sits down and agrees to do an interview and thinks away he's going to get away with it. There's no chance. I'm doing an interview if I stole.
The whole thing is so strange. And I guess the only reason that this is an anything story is because gambling is illegal in California.
Because it was an illegal book, yeah.
Right. Because if it was legal, you could deposit whatever kind of money you wanted to deposit into the...
Right, there wouldn't have been an investigation into the...
Although stealing someone's money is still illegal.
That becomes a different issue, though. The only reason why his name pops up is because
it's an illegal bookmaker.
Yeah, because they were building a case against the illegal book, and they see checks from or wires from Ohtani. Who he would tell people, Ohtani's one of my clients.
Right.
To make it more...
Of course, more established. More
Ohtani's the...
But I've never... I mean...
Betting here.
I never heard of a bookmaker that takes action like that.
I guess because it was Ohtani?
Yeah, but...
He was good for it? What if he starts winning?
Who's this guy backed by?
What if he starts winning?
That he can pay out millions of dollars? That's usually not the norm.
What's crazy about the story is when he first told the story and you read it, you're like, oh, listen, guy's got a problem. Ohtani,
Bailed out his buddy.
Bailed him out. And then for it to change that quickly, and now it turns into he didn't know. And on top of that, it was more than $4.5 million, and the guy was stealing. It just...
Hey, hear what he says. Like, but don't worry, I'm not going to gamble anymore. Great.
Well, right, but I don't understand how that would change anything for him, though, for the translator. How does it... There's nothing that benefits him by sitting down and telling the story if he knows the entire time that he was the one... He was stealing it.
In fact, benefiting, you're only implicating yourself.
Right.
At 90 minutes, what could you talk about for 90 minutes with this story? What is there to discuss?
I don't know. Well, he makes up that story. That's what he made up, apparently, was that story that paints him as a degenerate gambler that has a real problem, and his buddy Ohtani helped him out.
But then why would they squash it? If that was true all the way through, why wouldn't they just let that air? You know what? It makes Ohtani into a sympathetic figure. His buddy gets in big trouble. He bails him out, and that's the end of your story.
Well, because the new story was Ohtani didn't know, and he was being stolen from.
Right, but that's not what the interpreter said originally. So something doesn't add up.
None of it adds up.
Something is clearly very fishy with this story.
Yeah, but again, the only thing for me that started to make it fishy was once Ohtani comes out and says, I had no idea, he stole from me, why the hell would the interpreter ever do an interview? Like, you're going to get away with it? Because now all of a sudden people are going to buy the story? And Ohtani's going to be like, hey, I don't want to be embarrassed because you stole money, so we'll just let this thing slide.
But why would he ever do an interview anyway? And wouldn't you think if this guy's going to sit down and do a 90-minute interview, it would be with the blessing of Ohtani? Did he say, yeah, go ahead.
It was Ohtani's people that set up the interview.
Yeah, I don't know. Something is really amiss here with this story. Really amiss.
Yeah, wouldn't you be like, hey, ESPN calls, you want to speak with the translator for what? Well, because,
The $4.5 million thing.
Right, the $500,000 wires with Ohtani's name on them. And then you'd be like, hey, Shohei, what do you want to do with this? Wouldn't that be when he was like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
Who did what? Oh, no, he's stealing. No, this was like, oh, yeah, really? Okay, we'll have him sit down with you for 90 minutes.
It doesn't add up. It doesn't add up. RJ? RJ?
Yes, Dave.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Good. You are ready? This is your moment to really shine at a very high level.
I'm going
to
do my best.
All right, Raymond, fire him up.
Now.
See ya. Bang!
The shit you missed.
Alrighty. More baseball. Yankees lose to the Marlins, which I feel like that should never happen.
Well, are you really upset about that loss from last night?
I mean, I'm not going to go crazy, but the Marlins had one win. Now they have two. They literally doubled their win total.
Okay. But I mean, you've been rolling along.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to... As I said, I'm not going to go crazy. Giancarlo Stanton homers again. Juan Soto, nice RBI. Aaron Judge can't complete the comeback in the ninth. Caller earlier. If you missed it, check out the podcast. Said that that's not the guy you want in that situation. So.
Well, I don't think he necessarily said that's not the guy you want. What he said was, how could Soto not swing the bat and be more aggressive?
Press the issue.
Yeah. It was, in my opinion, a hideous take.
I would agree. I think that's probably exactly the guy that you want.
Yes.
I mean, maybe not right this exact second, but that's pretty literal. Yanks off today in Cleveland for the weekend. Kodai Senga to the 60-day IL. Mets and Braves rained out yesterday, but what you may have missed is that game rescheduled when? Week 2 of the NFL. Thursday,
nice.
September 26th. Get ready.
Wait,
for Mets
Thursday,
Braves.
September is that an off date, or are they going to play two that day now?
I think it was an off day.
Great.
Not anymore.
Great. So now you're going to have Thursday Night Football going up against the Mets and the Braves. Terrific.
Could be a big game. We don't know.
Probably won't be a big game.
that's probably right, but we don't know.
We don't know.
We just don't know. Jackson Holliday goes hitless in his first big league game. Top prospect in baseball, called up by the O's. They beat the Red Sox 7-5. National Siblings Day yesterday. Josh and Bo Naylor both go yard. Guardians beat the White Sox 7-6. Ricky Fowler wins the par 3 contest
I've
at
heard
the
of him.
Masters. Yeah, that's a name you know. Masters today, by the way, round one delayed until...
Bubba Watson's daughter was just draining putts.
I saw that.
I've heard of him.
Like all over the place.
50-footer.
I think he won the Masters at one point. Is that
Bubba?
Right?
Yeah, Bubba.
Look at that.
That shot by Bubba still is...
One of the greats.
Legendary.
Is that his given name, Bubba?
I don't think so.
No. Why are you looking at me?
He's so inquisitive.
Well, you know what?
Rather than ask the question, yeah. Why not just use that mouse in your hand and Google it?
No, because then you make fun of me. He's typing with one finger.
It's Jerry.
I would like to lodge a formal complaint.
That he's staring at your mouse?
He's staring right at my mouse.
His name is Jerry.
Jerry.
Yeah.
I like Bubba.
I don't know.
I like Jerry.
Okay, call him Jerry Watson.
Jerry Watson. Lester Watson Jr.
Yep. That is correct.
He's from Baghdad. Swear to God.
Florida.
Yeah, right. But where in Florida?
You just said Baghdad.
Right, Baghdad, Florida.
Where's Baghdad?
Better fact, you need to complete the what comes why? After the comma, like just, city state.
It's just like up in the up and to the left if you're looking north.
That's good directional yeah. Right there.
Like near like a Louisiana kind of
thing. Okay. Yeah, I think that's how people used to use compasses too. Up and to the left.
Yes, walk up and to the left.
Check it out, Jerry, Bubba. Masters round one delayed until 10:30.
You'd make it as a Navy SEAL.
Yeah, me?
You would do great.
You think?
Yeah. Coverage of the Masters, ESPN, and ESPN Plus all day once they do.
Imagine Dave like rating when an attack.
Up and to the left, boys.
We didn't want us to lay down ground. Up and to the left, fellas.
I'm cooking beans.
Any coordinates? No, up to the left.
I'm not sure Dave would take well to being yelled at, getting orders barked at him.
Come to 47.32. Up to the left.
Sir, why are your coordinates in the Pacific Ocean? I swear something's out there.
Dave, that's Guam. Don't yell at me, okay?
Oh, dear. Browns and Nick Chubb rework his contract. They reduce his cap hit from about $15 million to $6 million. So he has the opportunity to earn up to $12 million based on performance.
The expectation is he's going to be healthy this season, huh?
Yep, that's the expectation.
That was a devastating
one of the
injury.
Most gruesome-looking injuries.
Not good.
Ugh, awful.
Cam Thomas at 23. Nets rally to beat the Raptors 106-102. Noah Clowney, rookie, had 10 points in a rookie record 7 blocks. Nets, their final home game of the season. Manuel Quickley, by the way, this game had 32. Nuggets beat the T-Wolves. They take over sole possession of first in the West. Jokic had 41. Oof. Nuggets take a one-game lead over Minnesota and OKC directly behind them. By the way, the rationale apparently behind Mark Laurie and A-Rod not getting a piece of the T-Wolves from Glenn Taylor. Apparently, A-Rod and Laurie wanted to make major roster cuts financially. And that Glenn Taylor had major reservations about not keeping the core of this team together.
Well, they're in big trouble financially.
Yeah, it's not good.
So that's why there's so much discussion that Karl-Anthony Towns could be dealt.
Yep, not good. Yep. You mentioned Jrue Holiday got paid. Nice new four-year, $135 million contract with the Celtics, who apparently are just going to pay everybody. They're gonna tie up $1 billion in three guys. So good for them. I approve of their... of their spending. Giannis is out for the rest of the regular season. Not a surprise there. Adam Silver said that Jontae Porter, you remember him, the guy that bet on his own.
He's out.
His
could
own
be
prop
out.
Bets. Yeah, probably facing a permanent ban. So, this is the perfect guy to send a message about.
Right. Someone
perfect.
Who's.
Right. It's like
irrelevant.
It's like when you're coaching a team and like your fourth line guy does something wrong.
Yeah, you can make an
practice.
Example of that guy.
Right. Oh, perfect.
It's your face-off guy and it's like, no.
Sidney,
prop bets never happen.
Sidney Crosby shows up drunk. Hey, Sid, can we get you
a cup of coffee?
Some Pedialyte. What do you need?
John Calipari is the official now head coach of the Arkansas Razorbacks. 5 years by about $7 million per season. So he takes a little bit of a haircut pay-wise. But here is Coach Kale from yesterday. They threw quite the party for him down in Arkansas.
I mean, we've been there 15 years, folks. 15 years. Great times. Great achievements. 40 players to the NBA. 30 kids graduated. But Kentucky's the bluest of blue. There's only a few schools like that. And I hate to tell you, Arkansas is one of them. It is. But all I can tell you, we loved our time there. We gave every ounce of everything we had to that job, that state, and that school. So I walk away sad, but knowing no regrets. We left nothing on the table. There's not a whole lot more we could have tried to do.
All right, so he's lying.
Coach Cal.
I mean, to sit here and say that Arkansas and Kentucky are on the same plane is just nonsensical.
They're the blue same, is the blue. Dave. They're the same.
It's just not
true.
We've
got that Jerry Jones money now and that
that's right.
That Tyson.
The chicken money.
The chicken money.
The diddler. I do love when he's like...
He's got that chicken money.
We've
got
to pay the fiddler.
Yeah, the diddler.
I don't think you can keep saying that.
Yeah, I don't think
he insists on saying it, though.
That's what he said.
And how do you hear anything other than fiddler?
Let's play it again.
We've got to pay the fiddler.
I definitively can hear the kiddler.
The brain works in mysterious ways. Right? He's hearing what he wants to hear.
Especially his.
The mind hears what the mind wants to hear.
That says a lot.
He goes, we sent 40 guys to the NBA and 30 guys graduated. That's
great. Pretty good percentage.
That's great.
It's not bad. Not bad. Zach Edey wins his second straight Wooden Award. Caitlin Clark going to have her number 22 retired at Iowa. Rick.
Be you.
Frozen Four tonight. ESPN 2, BU Denver tonight at 5, followed by BC and Michigan right after.
Who's going to win? Honest assessment.
I hope.
I know who you hope.
BU BC.
BU BC?
Oh.
That would be.
Oh, yeah.
Very bean.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
Very bean potish.
Yes.
Sidney Crosby was voted in a poll by the NHLPA as the league's most complete player.
Still, huh?
But finished a distant second to this player as the guy you'd want on your team if you had to win one game. Who is that guy?
One game? McDavid. One
game. That's right. Connor McDavid. This goalie won the category for best goalie for a third straight year. Who is that goalie?
Third straight year?
Mm-hmm.
Vasilevsky.
That's right. Well done. Cale Makar, the best defenseman second straight season.
Cale Makar's on. Dude, he made a move on me in Vegas that I was embarrassed.
Really? Well, but why would you be embarrassed?
I was embarrassed.
But why?
Because I looked like I was like a recreational league goalie.
You haven't
like he made a move
been
to
a
my,
professional goalie
he
in
made
a long
a move
time.
To my blocker side, and I thought he was going around. Like, I dove. Like, I was, and he just, like, wrapped. He just, like, so nonchalantly just wrapped.
I know who he is, and I know how great
he's
he is.
Unbelievable.
Okay, but just put it into perspective. How much better than Adam Fox is he?
He's better.
Much better.
Yeah.
Okay.
That first year, I think it was the year before they won the cup. That first year, he came up with it. What are they called? Black Aces? Those
days when he signed out of college.
Mm-hmm.
And the Avs called him up for the playoffs. And I remember sitting down thinking, like, I don't have the hockey mind of Rick or a lot of people, but I sat down like, all right, let me check this out. This kid's so great. And I was like, oh boy, he's good.
And that's what you can tell right away.
Skate, shoot. I mean, he's ridiculous.
The Coyotes apparently don't have a lot of faith from the league being the National Hockey League.
No, they could be going to Utah.
Yeah.
No, they could be going to Salt Lake City because apparently they say they have some funding for a new stadium, but the NHL's lining up a backup plan in case that falls through in Phoenix. So that backup plan would be Ryan and Ashley Smith, who own the Utah Jazz. So if things fall through, they are probably headed to Salt Lake City.
But did you hear what happens? Like, somehow they buy it for $1.3 billion. The league, I forget what it was. Somehow the owners will wind up making $300 million split.
Mm-hmm.
So
here's the thing though, they don't want to relocate. The owners would rather not relocate a team because it's going to cost you more to have a new franchise, and the owners split that money. Players don't.
Yeah.
So that's what we always say to them. Like,
so they want a new team to come
They would rather two new teams.
What's an expansion, like $500 million or something like that?
That gets split, right?
By the owners.
Right.
Players don't get any of it.
In this way, it would be $300 million that would be split.
There you go. That's the bleep you missed.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results. Fast. Constant Contact makes it easy to promote your business with powerful tools like email and SMS marketing, social media posting, and even events management. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. Don't know much about marketing? No sweat. Constant Contact's writing assistance tools and automation features help you say the right thing at the right time, every time. Plus, you can send with confidence knowing your emails are actually reaching your customers thanks to Constant Contact's best-in-class 97% deliverability rate. Tackle any challenge with Constant Contact's expert live customer support. Plus, everything's backed by their 30-day money-back guarantee. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
I take pride that we can even read this here. If you're looking for playoff tickets to buy for the Knicks and Rangers at the Garden, this is nice. This is nice. MSG is continuing its fan-first program. You might ask, what exactly does that mean? I have the answer. It'll continue to ensure as many fans as possible have exclusive opportunities to purchase playoff tickets at face value and preventing them from paying inflated prices on that secondary market. So apply to the fan-first program by visiting knicks.com/fan-first and newyorkrangers.com/fan-first. First, it's nice that the fans are going to actually get a chance to go to the games.
Well, they should go to the games,
of course.
That's what it's all about.
But not spend, you know, three times face value to try to get into these games.
RJ, you are way, way low with the $500 million expansion.
How much is
fee.
It?
Let me guess. 1 billion dollars.
There's no definitive number, but Gary Bettman. So Seattle was 650.
Okay.
Vegas 500. Seattle 650. Bettman did an interview with the Hockey News. And said, could be $1.7 billion.
$1.7 billion?
Could be $2.5 billion.
Just to buy the team.
To get the expansion, yeah.
Wow.
Boy, NHL is coming.
Sports owners, they step right into it, huh?
It's a good
business.
It's a good investment.
Yeah. If you have a couple of extra $1 billion, you can wind up making a lot of money.
Or a group of people that have a couple billion hanging around.
That's got to be extra money. That can't be like their
it can't be their primary
livelihood kind of
your
money.
Primary source of income.
Oh boy. We'll get to the Yankees. Let's get to a couple of Yankees calls, then we'll get over to some Yankees sound. Rich in Monroe. Hi, Rich. You're on 98.7.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just wanted to make a quick point about the Loaisiga injury. So, like, with him being out, our bullpen just like gets a little thin towards the end. I mean, I know they got some new guys coming in, and they want to. Obviously, see what they got.
And you'll get Canely early, back. You'll get Canely back,
got
too.
Got Canely coming back. Yeah, got Canely coming back. So I just want to see, like, do you guys think, obviously it's early, they want to see what they have, but throughout the season, do you think they're going to look to bolster the bullpen a little bit and
always
add an arm or two?
Always. I mean, if you're a good baseball team, you're always going to look to bolster the bullpen.
It's actually been one of Brian Cashman's greatest strengths.
Yeah.
It's his ability to put together a bullpen.
It's amazing.
I mean, he can't find starting pitching. But
even when he loses members of the bullpen, he just trots the next guy out there and they kind of don't skip a beat.
Otherwise, it's a big loss, though.
It's a huge loss.
I mean, they had this whole new plan to try to keep him healthy and
it's a huge loss. Not a huge loss last night. Here's Juan Soto on his first homestand as a member of the Yankees.
Feels pretty good. The crowd show up every game. It was unbelievable. I'm more than excited that we got the win in both series. So I think it was pretty cool.
I don't know that there's going to be a Yankee player, and this includes Judge and anybody, who's going to get more adulation and just surefire like applause every time he does anything than Juan Soto this season.
Well, they're also in the honeymoon. Well, no, I can't even say honeymoon.
No, but yet. The whole year is going to be
this
a honeymoon.
Like they were dating.
That's right. They have to act like, and it could change. Like they're going to lay out the red carpet this year. If things in some way go south this year, they won't react. But once he's signed next year, now kid gloves are off. Now we can go after him if we choose to.
Now that this narrative has started, this ridiculous narrative that, you know, Juan Soto in a big spot, not going to swing the bat. He's going to just look to get on base. Like now that people have that in their heads. Because I'm telling you.
I can't even put words to this. I'm so dumb.
I'm telling you, so many of the opinions that you hear, just in general, on Sports Talk Radio or whatever it is, ends up being like the regurgitated opinion of someone on the broadcast or whatever that's talking about it, and then like that gets in your mind, and that becomes your opinion.
Yeah, nobody said that.
No one
on
said
the broadcast.
It, but it's been not on the broadcast. I'm not saying because they're smart enough not to say that. I'm just saying in general.
Right.
Once you,
if
heard
somebody
it,
with a platform said something stupid, now it just runs to all the other lackeys that are going to buy into it.
Now you're looking for it.
I mean, what you needed in that spot, this is so aggravating
to
me.
Not make an
what
out.
You needed in that spot was for him to pass the baton, not make an out. All right, so you're down by three. What do you need? You're down by three. You either need a home run or you need to get on base. He gets on base. He did exactly what he's trying to do. And now I have to have people calling and out there on television saying, no, the right move was you got to hit a home run in that spot to tie the game when you got Aaron Judge on deck. You know what happens in a 2-0 count if he swings at a ball over his eyes? Right
and
above his
weak,
head,
it hits a weak
and
ground
grounds
ball,
out to second
pitcher.
Base. Yeah. I mean, and rightfully so. You'd be like, "What a stupid play that was!" The right move was to get on base.
The right move was to not get yourself out.
That's right.
That's the right move.
And he didn't. And he passed it over to a great player who had an opportunity.
At one point, he called for timeout. He called for timeout. They didn't give it to him.
And that was unbelievable.
I think
I couldn't come close to the strike zone.
Well, because they
almost threw a wild pitch.
They were asking their closer to get five outs.
Right, he threw. I think well over
30 pitches
too.
Yeah. Listen, I don't know. People
they're
say crazy.
Bad.
Things.
That's a bad. The Marlins are a bad baseball team.
I told
team.
You, second inning, runner on second, no outs. He just took off
with no outs.
No outs.
It sounded like there was one out.
No, no outs.
No outs.
Anderson hits like a sinking line drive. That's I mean.
So he there's no way he thought
he went like this. I'm at second base. He went like this. He got off.
You're all tied up in the microphone.
He
now.
Took his lead. He took his lead.
Yeah.
Gives it this one. Okay. And then took off.
And just left.
And Soto caught it and was like, all right, I'm just going to throw that to...
But you... Okay. He didn't know the amount of outs there were, or he was convinced the ball was going to drop in and he was going
to
get...
It couldn't be the outs. It had to be just for whatever reason. He doesn't see so well.
Was it close to dropping in?
No, I don't think it was that close to dropping in, no. No, when you're at second base, I mean, you have a pretty good idea what's happening when you're at second base.
That's just brutal. Marcus Stroman, what went wrong for you last night? Last night, by the way, the first runs he's allowed all season. Here's the Yankee starter.
I just think my command was off. Mechanics were a bit off today. Just something you run into sometimes in season. That fourth inning kind of got away from me a little bit, and Berger put a really good swing on a bad pitch. After that, I feel like I locked it in, but it was didn't do enough early on.
Yeah, a little too little, a little too late, but I didn't think he was awful last night.
No, he wasn't awful. He just did, I mean, he said it was just one of those days he didn't have his best stuff, didn't have his best command. He let off the inning, by the way. The guy who took off from second. He let off the inning.
So he can't have possibly thought there
no.
were...
He let off the inning.
He let off the inning, was on second,
yes.
And then got doubled
let
off on a line drive to right.
Stole second and then decided, yeah, this is going to drop. this is dropping.
That's... I mean, listen, let's be honest. That's really bad. But that's why they're the Marlins.
It's unbelievable.
But isn't that like that the fun?
Yeah, right.
If I said to you, what team is this going to happen to? It would be the Marlins.
Right. This is what bad teams do.
Exactly. And there's probably no accountability.
You had Jazz talking about how the veterans were very nice to the young guys. So
right. They stink. It's amazing. It's
wild.
So bad for baseball, though, that you have these teams that are so awful.
No, seriously, like going through when we were making our picks, like just like the amount of teams that have zero chance.
None. You know what's surprisingly, and I know it's
Pittsburgh.
Early. No, I was going to say the Royals.
Yeah.
Have had a real surprising start to the season.
Well, they got some good players.
Right.
And Bobby Witt Jr. is a stud.
Oh, he's going to be a star. But I mean, remember, like not so long ago, Whit Merrifield was like the future of the Royals, and they didn't even keep him. Now he's gone. I think he's with the Phillies now.
But that's why you have to get these guys signed early.
That's right.
You see some of the deals they flashed on the screen a couple days ago. The contracts that the Braves have, like Ozzie Albies, how much money he's making.
Yeah, but it's nothing.
It's nothing. How many years Acuna has left on this deal?
Right. They're locked into these guys forever. Matt Olson forever. They're going to be good for a long time. Starting pitching is going to be an issue, though.
Yeah, well, especially now with Strider with the elbow.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Freed's going to be a free agent. I mean, Charlie Morton's got to be close to the end at this point.
Charlie Morton's got to be close to 40, right?
He's over 40.
Is in his 40s?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, right now, if Strider's going to miss time, and I know you're jumping the gun, you get to a series, you're going to start Morton game one?
Have you seen their lineup?
I know it, but...
You know it?
I know it, but...
I thought you were Dave.
Right. I get confused with that at times. No, but come on. I mean, you have to have good starting pitching to succeed in the postseason.
Yeah, the very least adequate starting pitching.
Right, and I don't know that they have that, although it's a long season, and they'll wind up bringing guys in like, we can't get anybody. We're starting Adrian Hauser, and how did the Braves go out and land this starter?
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
I'm happy to see the podcast is up.
Is up.
Every hour is up. Because you know what happens when the podcast does not go up? People start reaching out and attacking on Twitter the great RJ Santillo. It's the last thing we want to have.
We don't want that, no.
No.
People want their fix.
Yeah. Right in there.
I don't know what that was, but yeah.
That's the veins.
I'm not familiar with that.
You don't have a vein right there?
I do, but I don't. That's not usually where I get my fix. I don't.
You never been to the phlebotomist?
I have been.
Yeah.
Give it a lot of blood.
Yeah, they sometimes they'll wrap it around and make the vein like really pop out.
It's the best when they miss it. Like, oh, we have to do it again.
Oh,
just can't find it.
I always get like the person that's just like, oh, I'm 2 weeks in.
You always get that person?
Yeah. And it's like, they're like, I'm like, no, there's nothing there. Please.
You know what's nice though? When you get the one that's a veteran.
Oh, you don't even feel it going.
You don't feel it.
Done. Like, you're a genius.
Master.
Yeah. You know that I've had like the phlebotomist tell me that guys like yourself that have just tattoos
pass
all
right
up
out.
And no problem with tattoos, they get blood drawn, pass out.
When I went to get PRP on my knee, he's like, he made sure, he's like, you okay with this? I was like, man, what? Take some blood. No big deal. He's like, well, we've had numerous
big, huge
big
guys that just cannot handle a little needle.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't get dizzy from having blood drawn, do you? Mm-hmm. Yeah, me neither.
No.
No. And you're good in like a...
Actually, had the blood explode. He hit something and the blood exploded right in his face.
Really?
Yeah. Ugh. It's pretty gross.
That is really gross.
The worst one ever was I had... So the one scope I had on my knee, they put the dissolvable stitches in. They're supposed to dissolve, like, you have to take them out. And I had like this, like, over one of the incisions, I had like this lump. And I was like, what do you think this lump is to the physical therapist? And he's like, well, I don't know, maybe you're allergic to the stitches or whatever and they didn't dissolve. I was like, why don't you press on it? See if we can get...
Oh, no.
Pressing, explodes all over all over his face,
and
everywhere.
It was pus?
Oh yeah.
Oh God.
Everywhere. The speed at which this came out of.
Wait, so he didn't just squeeze it. He squeezed it and he bent down in front of it,
face over, like, because he didn't know what it was. He's like, maybe I'll press.
And
it
he wasn't
a little
wearing
bit.
Like protective
nothing.
Eyewear. And
nothing. He was down in there and he's pressing.
Why did you have to tell
explosion.
That
explosion?
But why?
It's crazy.
That's awful.
I almost threw up.
Oh, I might. Let's go to the callers. 1-800-919-3776. That's a story I didn't need to hear.
Carl in
Queens. Good morning, Carl.
Hey, boys. Good morning. Yeah, I don't. What are you guys even talking about?
Rick had his knee
stitch.
Squeezed
and
pus exploded all over the doctor's
all
face.
His face.
Yeah. Oh, I had a buddy who I used to have to do that all the time. Yeah, that's messed up.
That's nice. Hey.
Yeah, so to the Knicks, boys, you brought up a couple things, Rick and Dave. The 50 wins and the higher seed. The higher seed is so important. No matter who it is, guys, give us more games at the Garden, no matter what, down the road, and we have a higher chance of winning. And the 50 wins, I do agree with Rick. It's important because I refer to that Melo team always as the 54-win team because that, you know, that means a lot.
And what did that mean?
You want to go down that rabbit hole about how Amari broke his back and all
no,
that?
No, I'm just saying, like, I
in the grand scheme of things, it means nothing.
That's my point.
It doesn't, but it would be nice. I mean, it's...
Yeah, in a perfect world,
after
injury-free, if I get to 50 wins, I would love
after
that.
After everything they've been through.
But in the grand scheme of things,
right, exactly.
I don't care. I don't want to look back at this team 10 years from now and be like, oh, remember the 50-win team that got bounced in the first round? No, I don't care about that.
I think we could all agree that's not down our future. That's not what it's going to be. And you brought up the Cuddle Mary trash, Cleveland, Orlando, Indiana. I brought up something similar, but Indiana, in my opinion, is the one you trash because the teams we've lost to this season, the ones that could shoot and the ones that could really score, because we, guys, at the end of the day, we have, you know, I don't want to say bench players, that's too harsh, but we have guys who have been overperforming, and those guys can actually shoot on a daily basis. And I just want to push the Jalen Brunson, All-NBA propaganda. Do you want me to run through the names for first team? Okay, well, first team All-NBA, it's so close, guys. Second team minimum. And Boston, a win against Boston tonight is a win against Boston. I don't care who they play. Let's go Knicks, baby.
No, I hope they don't play their guys. I don't need to play their guys. You know what? They've earned the right to do what they want. Let them rest their guys, and let's take
yes.
a nice, easy, free win. I don't care.
A little sore? We set this one up.
I'm not one of these people. It's like, I need to beat the opposition with everyone there at their best.
Yeah, no.
You want to hand me a win?
I will
gladly, any day of the week, take a win.
I will take any win in any fashion.
1-800-919-3776. The new declaration on the Melange, by the way, you call, you get through RJ's screening process, we'll take your call.
All right, so his point where he's trashing Indiana,
right?
Because they can score and those are the teams we struggle with.
And they can.
So people know. In the 20 games that OG has played for the New York Knicks, they're averaging per 100 possessions almost 123 points per game four. Defensively, just over 100. So they have, so per 100 possessions, they're giving up 100.2 points, which is lower than the league-leading Timberwolves. So my question would be, if you have a team that doesn't play any defense,
right,
and you're the best defensive team,
and you have a defensive stopper, and Mitchell Robinson, who's another defensive stopper.
So...
Right? I'm not fearful of Indiana. You want to hear a great quote? Did you see this? The NFL scout on J.J. McCarthy?
Yes.
Let me read it for those that didn't see it. Quote, before he signed, he was telling other Michigan recruits that if they wanted to party and chase girls, please go somewhere else. His class was going to be the one that restored Michigan. To have that mentality and then actually go achieve it, he's different.
I like that.
Yeah. Well, how could...
That's what Cal said, too, yesterday in Arkansas. You guys want to be out partying, clubbing, smoking.
Different.
Not here.
Good.
Not this place.
Good. I buy into that. Dan in Jersey. Hi, Dan.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, Rick. How are you today?
We're doing fine. What's on your mind this morning, Dan?
I'm really angry. Like, it's not that I'm angry at the Yankees losing, because you're going to lose games in 162-game season. Just the way they look. Why is Trevino not getting pinch hit for in the ninth inning? I get it's a lefty, but Oswaldo Cabrera's hitting .333. Has the third most RBIs on the team. Why is Jose
for the same
Trevino,
reason,
who has
for the
one
same
hit
reason,
this year?
For the same reason Cabrera wasn't playing in the series against lefties. That's why.
But the guy, it's insane. Like, I don't understand the whole analytics thing. Like, the guy is one of your hottest hitters. He's third on the team in RBIs.
he should be playing. John Birdie sitting under 200. Jose Trevino has
you
one.
You thought
hit
you were going to win the game by giving him a night off. So I don't think that's the end of the world. Batting Trevino in that spot was a little bit curious.
But they're not playing Cabrera against lefties.
Right. And the closer is a lefty. So they didn't want him to get in that bat there.
Well, if you ask me, and I know Cabrera has not. He's decided he's going to hit more lefty than he is going to be righty.
But you would rather have him there than Trevino there.
Even if it was lefty-lefty.
Of course. So let's run through tonight again. Today, Mets and the Braves. Is Quintana on the mound today?
He is.
Because I saw one report that said Severino, one that said Quintana, but you're agreeing that it's Quintana, right?
I can double-check for you right now.
All right.
So I thought I saw Quintana, but I don't want to give you false information.
Okay. Rangers-Flyers.
Quintana.
Quintana, beautiful. Rangers-Flyers, that's a 7 o'clock game at the Garden. You can hear that on 10:50 a.m. Devils-Leafs, 7 o'clock as well. Islanders-Montreal, 7:30 tonight. Important game for the Isles. And then at 7:30, so pregame at 7, following Dan Gross, who follows the K-Show, it's going to be the Knicks and the Celtics, and we are all in agreement. We hope the Celtics put their D team out there. Brown, Tatum, Porzingis, Horford, rest all of them. Rest all of them. Raymond?
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm great.
That's great. I like to hear that. You're well-rested from last night, right?
Yeah, imagine that.
But you have a busy night tonight.
Last time I'll be well-rested.
Well, you know what? You not being well-rested moving forward means that the teams are playing vital games. So
exactly.
We'll take that. As well-rested as you are, you ready for your three stars?
Let's go.
Well, let's go.
Today's three stars. Number three.
Is Dave trying to back out of the naked billboard? Well, we have a stipulation. Did we agree on videotaping Dave or Dave live streaming himself during the Giants game? We don't like the possibility.
We don't trust them.
It's intriguing. I mean, it could happen. But
I've offered it. You guys can take it from here.
The danger, though, is we do agree to that. And then, you know, when that Giant game does come up, Dave, again, does kick the can down the road and offer something else in exchange. He could do this in perpetuity.
This would be a final deal.
No. But here's the thing. I can make another offer, as many as I want. You guys don't have to accept it. You don't have to accept this one.
I like where your head's at.
The only thing I'll say is if it's going to be a game I do this for, I would, and you guys can say no, and that's fine. I'd prefer it to be a primetime game that's a standalone game.
Number two.
I'm going
to
do this.
I have to involve the hot dog.
Because I'm still horrified by that story about the hot dog vendor having his life stolen.
We win this match. I'm going to throw hot dogs all over the place.
When you guys win the pickleball match, you should throw hot dogs in celebration for that guy. Hope he wins his lawsuit.
Number one.
Advice from Ocho Cinco to Josh Hart.
Go to McDonald's. Get you some McDonald's. Take you half a Viagra before the game.
And you're good.
And you're good.
You know, it's not unheard of. Bart Scott's mentioned it before.
Take some Viagra for the game, baby.
And they brought up a movie Dave.
It's going to be a football thing.
it's a movie that Dave has mentioned, and it was not.
They did a movie called, like, Men Who Stare at Goats.
No, it happened in I Think I Love My Wife by Chris Rock.
It sure did. Well done, Raymond. Well done. It's Rule 76.
No excuses, play like a champion. It's DPHO Rothenberg.
Carpe Omnia.
98.7 ESPN.
Horrible. Thanks for listening to the DPHO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.